to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is an advocate for the awareness of celiac disease and non-celiac gluten intolerance. She's interviewed hundreds of people who have found relief from a variety of medical conditions simply by adopting a gluten-free lifestyle. Welcome to the show, author of Toxic Staple, How Gluten May Be Wrecking Your Health and What You Can Do About It, Ann Sarkeesian. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Ann, great having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Friedman and Melanie.
Great topic. You know, gluten's become the big buzzword to stay away from. It's been linked to everything from acne, asthma, depression to cancer. Before we delve into why we should avoid it, share with the listeners, for those living under a rock, what exactly is gluten?
Well, it's a protein in wheat, rye, and barley, and there are a few other odd grains. And it's not a very easily digestible protein. As a matter of fact, there's research that says that most everybody has a difficult time digesting it.
Right. Now, for decades, whole grains have been linked to lowering cholesterol, decreasing the risk of colon, and reducing our weight, opposite of what gluten's causing. So share that. Has eating oatmeal become a thing of the past? It used to be the healthiest breakfast choice.
Well, I enjoy oatmeal, but most of the oatmeal in this country is contaminated from where it's grown and where it's stored and how it's collected. So my oatmeal is gluten-free. It has the stamp of approval on it. It comes from Montana or British Columbia.
Right.
And I don't miss my oatmeal.
So, okay,
with maple
syrup. So there is hope for oatmeal lovers, then. They can't find an answer.
I'm sorry?
So oatmeal lovers can still delve in to find a gluten-free version.
Some people can't handle any grains.
Right.
But supposedly oatmeal is okay as long as it's not contaminated.
Gotcha. Did our great-grandparents have a gluten problem, or is this a modern-day dilemma?
It's gotten worse. It was recognized centuries ago, celiac disease as being a very debilitating weight loss, failure to thrive, diarrhea, eventually death. It really has, it's blossomed, you might say. And I think when my grandparents were making cupcakes and pies way back when I was a kid, it wasn't so bad. But in the 60s, they really started to hybridize the wheat. And I think that has a lot to do with it. Also, the American diet may have something to do with it.
Right.
And all the antibiotics that people are given.
Right, that makes sense.
It does a number on our gut, and when our gut is out of whack, it opens the door a little bit wider. And there's a much bigger view now. It isn't just celiac, as I'm sure you know. There's gluten intolerance that is not linked to your gut, but it can be linked to just about anything else. It is a huge topic. It is not being properly addressed. Conferences are not being put out there to educate our doctors, and it's a pretty sad situation because everybody thinks, you know, they know what's going on with gluten and celiac, but there's huge unawareness.
So what percentage of people can eat gluten products without any ill effects on their health? Is there still a percentage?
You know, I don't know. I can tell you more, like, they say about 1% of the population have celiac disease, but there's a recent study from Australia that says about 2% of the women there showed they had celiac. However, about 30, maybe 40% of the population are gluten sensitive, and I know one doctor that claims that it's probably 50%. So it's huge. And I think certain genes are linked to it. If you have a couple of different genes, you may be more prone to celiac disease. If you have certain other genes, it may be just the sensitivity.
Right. Is there a test people can take to see if they are gluten sensitive?
Well, yes, there are a number of tests, but unfortunately, if you were to ask your doctor for testing for this, you would probably get one test. I've found that to be so with many people that I've talked with. And that one test is not enough to get an answer, unless you're positive on that one test.
Right.
And if you are positive on that one test, you probably have pretty much have full-blown celiac disease, but there are four blood tests that you should request. You need to request them. You need to advocate for yourself. Otherwise, you may have the one test or two tests and be told you're negative. You don't have this problem. But, Doc, why am I so sick? Right. And then there's other testing, a stool test that really saved my family because my grandson was about the only one positive on the blood test. And the rest of us were negative. So I found out about stool testing, and we did that. It's a specialized patented test, and it saved my family. Everybody's health is pretty darn good right now.
Oh, that's great. I know in your book you mentioned that's what inspired you to write Toxic Staple, was several of your family members were diagnosed with gluten sensitivity. So all of them are your biggest Amazon five-star voters, right, for your book?
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, let me ask you, you know, gluten has been linked to everything from arthritis, asthma, heart disease, cancer. Wouldn't getting off gluten clear out a lot of America's hospital beds?
It absolutely would. Absolutely. When we figured this out, if you just looked at my grandson and myself and ignored the rest of the family's problems, basically everything cleared up, and we go for health checkups now. At my ripe old age, I don't have much wrong with me. All of my allergies have cleared. The fatigue is gone. I have great energy. I don't have the bronchial conditions anymore, the urinary tract stuff, and I had reactive airway going on and needed puffers occasionally.
Right.
It is gone. It's disappeared because my gut has healed on the inside. And if you have an unhealthy gut, I think you're in for trouble and lots of disease.
Right. When will
see
a difference?
Because we're meant to be healthy.
And, yeah, when do people see a difference of being healthy?
Something is causing this stuff that people have. Tens of millions of people around our country are sensitive to this thing.
Right,
it's insidious. Our doctors are not being educated enough. And this is my driving force.
Yeah. Well, that's great information on that. And then, so will people see a difference right away when they get off gluten?
Well, I noticed more energy in about 3 weeks. At the end of the year, I looked back and I started jotting down little things that improved, like my skin and my pebbly arms and my rough elbows. And it seemed like my hair was getting thin up by my temples. And that was coming in a little bit better. And just a whole bunch of things got
That's great.
Better. And my husband and the girls even said, "Mom, you're letting things roll off your shoulder a little better than you used to." You know, I guess I was ultra sensitive, so that
That's
even
great.
Improved.
So even your emotional, just your energy level, your health, I've heard even skin clear up when people get off this.
Yep,
yep.
And
well.
Depression is a big thing with this, and fatigue is huge. Migraines, I mean, this is some of the simpler stuff. There's some pretty serious stuff linked to this. As a matter of fact, I suggest that anybody that has a rare or incurable disease, as they may have been told by their doctor, that they do some Googling, do a little research of their own. I mean, some of these things may be mentioned in my book. There's a couple of peculiar things. And right. And they got better when people took gluten out of their life. And they may have had to add a certain nutrient along with the gluten-free diet because they were so deficient in that. And that's the whole issue, or most of the issue. If you mm-hmm. have celiac disease, your little villi that absorb the vitamins
right.
and minerals, they become destroyed. So
great,
if you're not
great
Ann, this is such great information, but I'm sorry we're out of time. For more information or to get your copy of the book, Toxic Staple, How Gluten May Be Wrecking Your Health and What You Can Do About It, go to ToxicStaple.com. We have more with Ann Sarkisian coming up, and how you can reclaim your health by going gluten-free right after this short break. Stay tuned and stay well.